When it wisdom, when it power, and true love for each other, we have had so many big and empty words. Oh, so we come before your face, oh, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. With your precious holy hand. Oh, Lord, we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. Through a living, glorious earth. Oh, not for temporarity. Oh, Lord, but you restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in, blow in. Touch your people once again. Oh, Lord, you've seen your tired servant. Oh, on the broken soldier. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. Oh, we need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us. When we stand up facing final battle cry, restore your church again. Touch your people tonight. Touch your people once again. With your precious holy hand, we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. Through a living, glorious earth. Oh, not for temporary. But to restore authority and power, let a mighty rushing wind blow in, blow in. Touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. With your precious holy hands we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. Not for temporary, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch your people once again. Yes, that's our prayer tonight, that the Lord will touch us tonight.
But I want us to sing this song also. Amen. Reach out and Amen. Touch the Lord. Amen. 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 He's here. But let us also reach out Amen. And touch him. Amen. Let's sing that song now. Oh, hallelujah.
Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goes by, you'll find it's not too busy to hear your cry. It's passing by this moment, your need supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. I say it goes by. Oh, reach out this evening. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Let us by faith tonight. He's here. Let's reach out and touch him.
You will find it's not too busy.
I know of that woman.
You have
oh, with a blood issue. She needed something. And she moved through the crowd and touched the hem of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she received her healing. Oh, hallelujah.
And he goes by.
The scripture says, and Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? And there was silence. No one owned out. Who touched me? Then the disciples had to come in. Say, oh Lord. You know how people are touching you from left and right. Then you ask who touched you. But Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me. Strength has gone out of me. Tonight he's here. Full of that virtue. If only we can reach out and touch him. Touch him tonight, because he's the one that walks in the midst of what? His church tonight, no matter. Even if we were two here, he's here. Amen. Because his word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So reach out tonight and touch him. And our prayer tonight, he said, may he take away all shadows of doubt and unbelief and destroy all skepticism, that the church might tonight claim every restored virtue for the manifestation of the sons of God on earth in this end time. Take the word tonight, O Lord, and anoint them and place it upon our hearts. Praise God. Amen. Let's bow our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. Yet another grace that, Lord, you have given to us. Amen. Father, we know you are here because your word assures us, Lord. And Father, you don't look at the crowd. Even, Lord, that day when crowd, a big crowd was following you, you heard only one voice. And tonight, O Lord Jesus, your children are here with that one voice. The voice of Nicodemus, the voice of blind Bartimaeus, the voice of that woman that touched you, God. Lord Jesus, tonight we are here to touch you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, even as we turn to your word, O God, we pray that, Lord Jesus, your word which is life, tonight, O God, will find a place in our hearts, Lord. And grant us the spirit of prayer tonight, Lord. Even as we are seeking, Lord, from you, we are looking from you, God. Father, you said we should ask and it shall be given unto us. You said we should seek and we shall find. We should knock and it shall be opened unto us. That's why we're here tonight, Lord. Father, grant us that spirit, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow us tonight. And Father, even as we pour our hearts before you, God, we know that, Lord Jesus, our prayers will never be in vain. And it will never return to us void, of God, because you are a merciful God. You said you will fulfill, and Father, even give unto us according to your riches in glory. Father, we know your word is true. Tonight, bless it, Lord Jesus. And Father, grant us that spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's quickly, as we are standing, just turn to the reading of the word. Let's turn to 2 Peter. Let's turn to 2 Peter. Reading from chapter 1. Reading from the 8th verse to the 11th. 2 Peter 1. 8 to 11. Let's hear the word of God. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word, Lord. These words, Lord Jesus, they are yours, you are the author of it. You spoke through your holy man. And Father, tonight we are the privileged people, Lord, to receive, oh God. Father, the life in it, Lord, we want to them to be our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we have come, with God, you know our hearts, you know all that Lord Jesus, each and everyone is looking forward to. Father, we pray the Lord, you meet each and everyone. Even if there is anyone amongst us that is sick, of God, we commit all of them into your hands. Before we leave here, may healing take place, of God. And even remembering our brothers who are not here tonight, Lord, Father, for some good reasons, they are not here. Lord, bless them likewise, Lord. And even our wives keeping the children in homes, Lord, Father, bless them and the children of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the arrival of our pastor, oh God, and our precious brother Vegas and their wives, Lord. Father, we thank you for granting them journey mercies back, Lord. We give you the glory as, Father, even we wait for testimonies to the glory of your name. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated tonight? The Lord is calling us to give diligence to our calling. Amen. That we should give diligence to our calling. He has called us, and he wants to see us showing that kind of what? Diligence. And many a time when we come here, my brother, my sister, there is for a purpose. See, we are here to add more oil to our lamps. Praise God. We are here. We come here to add more oil to our lamps. If you come here with any other purpose, then you are losing something. You come here to add more. Amen. All your requests and what you are looking for, they are secondary matter. The Lord knows it. But come seeking the face of the Lord. to get more of him in your life. That should be the first thing. Praise God. And as we are waiting for that great call, see, it will come one of these days. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. And you make sure you definitely have to take what? Your lamp. Praise God. You have to take your lamp. And then, there's sufficient oil in your lamp. That's why we come to add more oil to our lamps. Because you need that oil to keep your fire burning. As the prophet said, naked we came here. He was quoting what? Job. When Job said, naked I came to this world and naked I go. But the prophet said, we will surely not go naked, but we will go with something. We will go naked, but we will go with something. And we shall go with what? Our character. Praise God. That's the what? The oil. We'll go with our character because that is what we are going to be judged by. Praise the Lord. And so when we come here, we come to add more oil to our lamps. That's the first thing we must always, to seek the face of the Lord, to know more of the Lord, to keep more of the Lord in our hearts. And then we need to what? Renew our strength, you see, all the time. We need to renew our strength. Because there are many circumstances. For circumstances, they are not with the Lord. It is the work of what? The enemy. And these circumstances that can never overcome the believer. Amen. Circumstances can never overcome what? The believer. Rather, it is that the believer is what? An overcomer. Because he prevails. An overcomer is someone who prevails over what? Every circumstances. Prevailing all the time because the enemy will not stop. He is always on your heels. And so you got to be prevailing every hour, every minute. Prevailing over what? Over the enemy. He said, have you noticed the meaning of circumstances? He said, it's an unforeseen event outside a person's control. No, sir. Not for a believer. Not for a believer. The prophet said, you were born here to control all circumstances. You have been born here to control what? All circumstances. So we have a what? Power and authority. He said, don't notice the circumstances. Even when they come, the devil presents them. He said, don't take notice of them. Faith knows no circumstances. Faith knows only one thing. God said so. And that settles it. Praise God. So the devil will present the circumstances. You look unto what? God. God says what? I am more than overcomer. I am here to control all those circumstances. Just believe it. And don't look at the circumstances. Amen. Don't look at them. Peter made a mistake. That day when he saw Jesus walking on the sea. And he requested that, can I also come? He said, come over. Peter stepped into the what? Into the water. And as long as he was looking, oh, praise God, he was looking at Jesus Christ. He was also walking on the sea. A man also walking on the sea. Praise God. But the moment his attention was distracted by the waves and the storm, the noise on his left and right, he turned away from Christ and looked at what? The circumstances. And he started what? Sinking. Amen. He started sinking because he has taken his focus away from what? From Christ. Amen. So let us keep our focus on him. And as we keep our focus in Him, we will talk like Him. We will walk like Him. We will do everything like Him. Praise God. And this scripture, Isaiah 40:30, it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And then there's another one in Daniel 11:32. It says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise God. And I'll give, then there's another one here also. He said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loosen here on earth, it shall be loosened in heaven. All these scriptures, brethren, it is what? It's for us. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And the people that know their God will be strong, and they will do exploits. Praise God. And he said he will give us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, so that anything we bind here will be bind in heaven. Anything we lose in here will be losing in heaven. Praise God. And so from the scripture we just read, let's look at the scripture again. Said, for if these things be in you, what are those things he was talking about? When you look, read from the first verse, he's talking about what? Divine nature. Amen. He's talking about divine nature. And if you remember, we have gone through all this divine nature. If you remember, praise God. If this divine nature is in what? Is in you. If you like, when you go back, read from verse 1 again and know what he's talking about here. That if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor what? Unfruitful. Watch the word. See, when you are studying the scriptures, don't just run over it. Every word stands for something. Praise God. And so he said, if these things be in you, oh, that's fine. And then look at the next one, and abound. See? It could be in you, but it's what? It's not abound. And abound here says, it means established. But when you look at the meaning of abound, that means plenty or what? Great. Yes. We need it what? So great. But the thing is, if these things be in you, it can be in you, but it's not what? Established. Praise God. And anything that is not established can be what? Taken away. We are talking about what? Giving diligence to our calling. Praise the Lord. If this thing be in you and abound, established. Oh, hallelujah. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor what? Unfruitful. And anything that is established, that means it has taken what? Root. Praise the Lord. It has taken root. And you know that when God said he will restore, the prophet was saying that the canker worms and the caterpillars and the locusts and the palmer worms, they have eaten that tree. But it remained what? Only the roots. Praise God. See? And so when something is established, it has taken what? Root. And when anything has taken root, no amount. All these devil, their works and everything can never let them destroy everything. Praise God. But the root is what is established. Amen. Ah, Job said, let the worms of my skin, my skin worms, destroy this body. I know that in I will stand on that day and I will see my Lord. I will be in what? He was talking about his theophany. Praise the Lord. So the thing is, it must be abound. It must what? Take root. This divine nature must what? Take root in your life. And when anything has taken root, definitely it will not be barren. Praise God. It will bear fruits. That's why he said here, you will never be what? Unfruitful. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowledge. You will not be what? Unfruitful in the knowledge. My brother, this is something that we must take notice of. We must put that knowledge of him in our heart. Because the Bible says, as many that never wanted to put the knowledge of him in his heart, in their heart, he gave them up to what? Reprobate minds. Reprobate minds. And when you are given up to reprobate mind, that means you do things. You always think that what you are doing is what? Is right. But you are absolutely what? Wrong. Reprobate mind. If you don't want to retain the knowledge of God in your mind, you are giving up to what? Reprobate mind. That's what the scripture says. And so here he said, if these things are bound in you, you will never be what? Barren. But and no what? Unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at somebody like what? Paul. Amen. Paul said, all my education, my position as what? A Pharisee of the stock of what? Benjamin. And all those big, big names he was calling about himself. He said, they are all, I count all what? As dung. For the excellency in the knowledge of my Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. See? He counted everything that he has gained by his own efforts, by his own knowledge. He had what? Thrown everything away for the excellency in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the knowledge of the Lord, you got to keep it in your heart, my brother. And that's why we come to church. That's why we come to church. To add more oil. To increase our knowledge in him. To keep all these things that we hear. Precepts upon precepts. Hear a little, there a little. Praise God. That's why we come to church. And then verse 9. He said, but he that lacketh these things. See? If you lack these things, you are blind and cannot see afar off. And had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Brethren, take it tonight. You are purged. Praise God. You are purged. The moment he went to the cross, he nailed everything right there. Please, when the Lord, when the word is coming, please pay attention. This is not a place to converse. When Christ went to the cross, he took our sins over there. Praise God. And nailed it over there. That makes us what? Purged people. Praise God. Purged. And so the thing is that It's written here that we must not forget that we have been purged. It is not just for you to believe. When Christ went to the cross, he took our sins over there. We are purged. Praise God. Our sins have been washed away. It is only for you to do what? To accept. Say, Lord, I accept it. Praise God. But if these things doesn't abound, this thing, if it doesn't abound in you, then you forget that what? You are a purged person. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence, verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. If you do these things, you will never ever fall. These are words of God. Praise the Lord. Words from the Lord. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. An entrance will be ministered unto you. That is what we are looking for. We are seeking for. Tonight, even as we are here, we are looking for what? That an entrance will be ministered unto us. Towards our needs, the things that we are looking for, an entrance will be what? Opened unto us. And he is the one that can open and no one can close. And can make a way where there is no way. Praise the Lord. He can make the desert water to fill with what? Water. Look at what? When the children were running from one well to another looking for what? Water. They could not find water. What man has done? There was no water. It was, has been dried up. But there was a rock. Praise the Lord. That gushed out with what? With that water. So my brother, an entrance. That's what we are looking for tonight. That an entrance will be what? Will be ministered unto us. Once again, remember Paul. He did what? He never looked back. He said, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Simon Peter wrote this, received these words from the Lord. And when you look at verse 2, go to verse 2. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what? Through the knowledge of God. See? Through this same knowledge of God, grace and peace will be what? Multiplied unto you. Praise the Lord. And then verse 3, he said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. See? All by what? The knowledge of him. We receive all these things. He said, whereby, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be the partakers of the divine nature. Amen. Let us not, brethren, at this moment, forget what happened to what? The first church age. See? God gave them a warning. He said, if you won't repent, I will come quickly and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place. Except thou repent. Amen. And we know the candlestick holds what? Holds the light. It holds what? The light. If you won't repent, I'll come and take the candlestick from amongst you. The thing is, my brothers, let's look at our church closely. Because we are in the period of what? This Laodicea. And this is the time we must what? Give diligence to our calling. Because it's a period that is what? A period that God himself never found what? One good thing to commend about this age, Laodicea age. God couldn't find one good commendation for this age. That is why we are being called to give diligence to our calling and make our election sure, because the enemy has already taken over all the churches. Praise God. But there is a light somewhere, and that light is the message of the hour. The message of Malachi 4 is the only light. And if we are privileged to be what? God has called us to receive the message. Brethren, it's a great challenge unto us. The first church age, what happened? The prophet said the original fire died down. They were not the same anymore. So the church, the first church age, God had this complaint. He said, thou hast left what? Thy first love. Let's watch. Have we left something? From the time we believed to today, have we left something? We needed rather to what? To increase. We needed rather to move forward. We needed rather to what? To make great exploits. But if we are not moving forward, and when we are talking as a church, look at yourself individually. Praise the Lord. Have we moved higher grounds, or are we going backwards? The prophet said the reason was that the fervent desire to please God was no more. Amen. The fervent desire to please God was no more. Watch this. Now begin to ask yourself, have you really been fervent to please God? What is the fervency that has been in you to please God? He said the passion to know his word was no more. The passion to know the word of God was no more. See? Now even when the word is coming, another spirit is what? Repelling it, repelling it. My brother, my sister, if that spirit is in you, then you are getting somewhere else. Praise the Lord. It is written here, the passion to know his word was what? No more. Watch it. It is not, right now I'm just trying to formulate something. It's what I have the whole day stayed in the presence of the Lord. This is what he has given to me to bring to the church for us to pray. Amen. He said the cry to reach out in the spirit is no more. See? The desire to what? To receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost is no more. He said, all begin to fade. And instead of the church being on fire with the fire of God, it has cooled off and become a bit formal. Brother, watch yourself and see if all these things, any of them, is becoming part of your life. You are being called tonight that give diligence to your calling and make your election sure. You are being called by the Lord tonight. Give diligence to your calling. Praise the Lord. The Lord is warning us all tonight that we give diligence. He said that was happening back there to the church of Ephesus. They were getting a bit formal. They've abandonment to God was dying out. And the people weren't careful about what God taught of them. Oh my. God has a thought for you and me. He said they weren't what? Careful about God's thoughts about them. But rather, they began to be careful about what? What the world thought about them. See? Of course, the world will be gossiping about you. Oh, that sister, she goes to that church. They don't wear earrings. And then you hear it and it hurts you that someone is what? Saying all those things because you don't dress like they dress. You are listening to the world. Instead of what? To listen to what? The Lord. Don't listen to what the people say about you. Oh, for them, they don't dress like we dress. They don't go to the pubs. They don't go to the discos. You see? They don't go to those places. Ah, they are caged. They'll tell you that, oh, you over here. Oh, those people, they are caged. Who is caged? They are rather caged. Praise the Lord. You are free. Praise the Lord. So don't listen to them. But rather pay attention to what God is thinking about you. Pay attention to that. How God has what? Separated you. From all the discos and pubs and all this kind of what? Worldly life. He has what? Separated you from them. Because all these things will lead to what? Will lead to hell. Because he said heaven and earth will pass away. All these things you see in the world will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. So take the word of God, and that will take you toward the everlasting life. Stay with the word, and let the world take its own. Let them say whatever they want to say about you. That's what the prophet is saying here. Don't take notice of what people look at you. Some you can see that they are really gossiping about you, laughing at you. But my brother, sister, just what? Rejoice. And say, Lord, thank you, God. Let us always remember that we are purged. Amen. Remember that you are purged. And let's give diligence to our calling and our election sure. He said, for if we do these things, then we will what? We will never fall. Amen. Rather, an entrance will be opened unto us. Always there will be an entrance opened. God will open a way for you. Praise the Lord. He will never fail you. Because he has assured you that if you will be diligent, he will what? Open a way. If only you will be diligent, he will open a way. And look, brother, my sister, God has been doing it. I have testimonies. It has been happening every time. As long as you show, you give that diligence to him, obedience, reverence. Praise the Lord. He will surely do it. He is true to his word. He is a faithful God who never fails in his word. It has been happening. Until you get into the experience, you will never know it. Until you know that hand that reaches out and pick that man from what? You will never know what? The love of God. And so the prophet said, give diligence to our calling. That's the only way. See, that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. That's the only way you can do the right kind of a job for the Lord, is put everything you got right into the forefront for Christ. Everything you got, put it on the forefront for Christ. All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you got, put it for Christ. Amen. Oh, yes. It looks as if now, even those sisters that have very good voices, they are not singing anymore. Sister Nachisa, Angel, where is Zivili, and many others. This time it looks as if specials are becoming, it's what? Fading, scarce. It's fading. Hey, let's wake up! Amen. Praise the Lord. Put everything that you have, is what God has given you, that gift, put it to his glory. Next Sunday, well, let's see, many of you here now, coming to sing to his glory. Amen. Even I won't be surprised when my sister Ruby will write her name for Sunday to sing to the glory of God. Amen. Yes, I know she will do it. Praise the Lord. Let us what? Keep the fire burning. Praise the Lord. Let's keep the fire burning. Let's give diligence to our calling. And make our election sure, so that the day when we hear that great call, behold, the bridegroom cometh, get up, take up your lamps, and go and meet him. Oh, we will be caught up, because our lamps are full with what? Oil. Praise the Lord. Take notice, there were other five. They were also virgins. They were also believers. But what? There was not sufficient oil. They had to go through what? The tribulation. Terrible. And don't underrate tribulation, eh? You may take the mark of the beast, because your stomach, you can't keep your stomach, because you cannot buy food anywhere to eat. You have to go and take the mark before you can get food to eat. 3.5 years! You go through something terrible. Let's keep our lamps with oil and let's fly off. Amen. We are not gathering horsepowers. We are gathering what? The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To fly. Amen. The plane gathers what? All the horsepower. We don't use horsepower. We don't need horsepower. We need what? The power of the Holy Ghost. To shoot us into what? To meet the Lord. Or even to change the body first. Praise God. The body changed. Oh, yes, sir. This body will just change. And off you go. Oh, praise the Lord. It will be great that day. And if by then I'm dead at all, I will still wake up. And I will see you. I say, hey, you made it. Yeah, off. Let's go. Praise the Lord. He said, when you are doing anything, do it right. Take notice. If you are doing anything, do it right. You are doing it for the Lord. Make sure do it right. That means from the whole of your heart. From the whole of your heart. It wouldn't be what somebody putting pressure on you. It wouldn't be something like a demand. But something that you are what? Sacrificing. Amen. Not because, let me do it because pastor, so that pastor will know that I'm doing something. No, sir. Don't do it. The Lord knows already that what? You are catching what? You want eye service. It should be sacrifice. Without and no attachment. Amen. He said, when you are doing anything, do it right. Or don't do it at all. Don't do it at all if it is what? Through some kind of pressure or you want to, someone is trying to put some kind of, then don't do it at all. Said, you are going to be a Christian. But everything that you've got, give it to Christ. That is your time, your talent, your everything. Give it to him. I'm reading from the prophet. Give it to him. Just do something. Just testify. Or do something for the kingdom of God. If you have the opportunity to testify in his name. Because he said, ye are my witnesses. He said, ye are what? My witnesses. That you know that I am the Lord and there is no one else. Brethren, this is the time that we must prove that on earth here, there is a manifestation. And that manifestation is a manifestation of what? The sons of God. That there are children of God on earth here. People that can live like Christ. People that can walk like Christ. Talk like Christ. Amen. The prophet said, tell me, my brother. Tell me, my sister. When was the time that the sons of God was ever to be manifested outside of this time now? Tell me. This message. Praise the Lord. There has never been any time. He said, all down through the Old Testament, before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before all, there couldn't have been the manifestation. Brother, this is why we must really give what? We must appreciate the Lord. The prophet said, it had to wait till this time for the manifestation of what? The sons of God. It has to wait. That's why we heard last Sunday school. He said, Luther could not what? Restore. There was no restoration. It was what? A reformation. Wesley could not restore. The Pentecostals could not restore because they took only what? The gift and ran away with it and left the word. See, the weapon itself, the word, they left it. So the enemy came among them. And they've come back to what? They are going back to their mother. Amen. They are going back to their mother because they left the weapon. See? The word, they left it. But grace has fallen on our way. That word that the Pentecostals left. Oh, look. We came and saw it. We came and what? There was bread on table prepared for us. And that's what we are eating. And even to call the Pentecostals to come back, now the food is here, it's very difficult for them to come. Very difficult for them to come. Even the minister opened what? The word to him. He said, well, our leaders from the beginning, you see, that's the way how. That's the doctrine we have held all these years, you see. How can I change it? Oh my. They cannot come back. And then when we are in it, what are we supposed to do? Let's give diligence, my brother. Let's give diligence to our calling. Amen. He said it has to wait. Now all things have been brought, coming, shaping up onto the headstone to the manifestation of the sons of God coming back and the Spirit of God coming into men. See? Until the ministry will be so close like Christ, till it will join him and his church together. See? Oh my. The church must be joined together with Christ now. By the word. That means you must be joined with Christ now. You must be joined with Christ now. So tonight, the prophet wants to tell us, let's give diligence. Amen. And the word itself, as written by Peter, let's give diligence. Amen. Tonight we're going to pray. Let me just read something to our prayers. This time, these circumstances, that circumstances come everybody's way. But tonight, we are taking something tonight. Don't look at any circumstance that comes your way. Praise God. Don't look at it. Just take what the prophet said. He said, you were brought here to do what? To overcome all circumstances. So whatever circumstances that will come your way, you are already what? An overcomer. Believe it. Don't look at it. Don't let it what? Work in you. But rather say, this thing, it's forever. Whether it is sickness, whether it's looking for job and it is not forthcoming, looking for documents, whatever be it, any kind of circumstances, when they are propping up, you go today, he said, no way. He said, praise be to God. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Your application is refused. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will write again tomorrow. Praise the Lord. You don't what? Sit down. Oh, when? So when am I going to get a job? I've tried. Hey! No. You are allowing circumstance to take over. Praise the Lord. Say, hey, I will get a job. Maybe that one is not for me. My own is coming. Believe it that way. Oh, and move forward. That makes you an overcomer. He said, brethren, sometimes we allow circumstances of the world to distract our attention. Something like a recession. I wrote this one. Something like recession, beating, biting, and bogging many down. Let us wake up. Just listen to the prophet. He said, die out. Die out to all symptoms, die out to circumstances, die out to everything else and become alive in Christ. He said, Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances. You see, Abraham never looked at his age and the age of the wife, the womb, the dead. They are what? Circumstances, obstacles, hindrances that stood his way, But God has spoken. God said, I will certainly return unto you according to time of life. And your wife Sarah will bear a child. Oh, praise God. And Abraham believed. He believed it. That is the way how we go toward overcome circumstances. Abraham is our example. He said Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances. He didn't think, you see. Didn't look, he didn't think about them. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. And that same spirit is upon we. Amen. The children of Abraham, making us what? Face the same thing. What if the man, see, the prophet was saying, what if that man sitting there looked at the opposition? I don't know, but maybe there was someone ready to be prayed for. And maybe he was what? Really very, very sick. And the prophet pointed to that man. He said, what if that man sitting there looked at what? The opposition. Praise the Lord. If he looked at the situation he was in, he would never receive his healing. Amen. And if you look at that, then you've been going to be a failure to begin with. But Christian doesn't look at circumstances. He looks at the word and stands still. God said so and does settle it. What if Abraham looked at the circumstances? Abraham never looked at the circumstances. He looked at the word. Well, the musician scam. He looked at the word. Is impossible? Is anything impossible to God? This evening, nothing is impossible to him. He's the same God of Abraham. He's here tonight. Those seeking even the fruit of the womb, he's here tonight. Seeking for job, he's here tonight. For your documents, he's here tonight. Amen. Tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are going to seek. We are going to claim. We are going to restore. And we are going to rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many believe it? Whatever is in your mind tonight, dismantle it. Dismantle it now. Before even you get into prayer. He said, that circumstance, I dismantle it tonight. Amen. We know that, you see, the enemy will come in the form of the wind. He will come in the form of the storm. He will come in the form of the rain. And he will beat upon you. But as long as you are standing upon the rock, the foundation is so sure. As long as you are standing on that, he said, the rains will beat, the winds will come, the billows will blow upon you. But as long as you are standing by the word, oh, you will never fall. Amen. As the wise man that built his what, house upon the rocks. And they all came because we have what? We know the master of the wind. Yeah. We know the master of the wind. So no matter the wind, the rains that will come, beat upon you, those circumstances, there is a master for it. Let's stand to sing that song as a we get ourselves into prayer.
My butterfly sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. Oh, I know I know the master of the world.
I know my blessed redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain.
Oh,
he can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the rain.
Sometimes I saw.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the high above the peak. My soul can be found.
Ooh,
an unexpected storm may drive me from the high. It brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh,
I know the master of the way.
I know my blessed redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Oh, I know.
I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed redeemer. I know the rain.
Oh, he can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Tonight we came here. The main purpose was to add more oil to our lamps. But as we have come to his presence, we all have a request tonight. Let's lay it before him. He said we should not look at the circumstances. All the problems of your life, the things that you are looking for, which are not forthcoming, they are all circumstances. It is not of the Lord. But he has spoken through the prophets to tell us that you have been born to be on earth here, to be an overcomer, to overcome every circumstance. We are the children of Abraham. Let's look at what our father Abraham, when it looks so impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And to read something from Luke, he said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in the present time and in the world come, life everlasting."
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
You've left everything. You've left the world. You've left the things of the world. And you have given your life to Christ. He is assuring you tonight that it will never be in vain. So tonight, we've added oil to our lamps, to give diligence to our calling and to make our election sure. Now, speak to him. Lord, this is my request. I want to lay it before you, knowing that, oh God, with you, all things are possible.
Amen.
You are the same God of Abraham. His own situation looked even more impossible to my own. Yes. His own looked more impossible to your own. But the Lord God, He fulfilled His word. His promise, He fulfilled it. And so the same promise He has given to you also. That you ask me, you seek from me, you knock at the door, I will answer you tonight. Just commit it into the hands of the Lord. He is the master of it. He has never failed. Every promise He has spoken in this word, this holy book, He has never failed any of them. He has made all to come to pass. Tonight, just believe. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't say, oh brother, I've been coming to this prayer meeting all the time. It's the same. I ask and still the same. Is what? Is the enemy that's speaking to you? Just say, Lord, I believe. I believe the Lord. This time, Lord, I believe. I've reached out tonight, Lord. I've reached out to touch you tonight. Just like the woman with the blood issue touched you, O God. Your worship, Lord. We commit everything in us. We surrender, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Will you surrender all to Him tonight? All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, your mind, and everything that is in you. He said, give it to Him. Let's do these things. Let us now be fervent to please God. Please no man, please God. Let's have that passion for the word, the message. And let us always cry and reach out for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Let us reach out all the time. If we have left our first love, let's go back to it. Whatever you have left tonight, just go back to it. And bring it back to glorify His name. Lord, your children, we have all committed to your word, O God, tonight. All that is in us, Lord. If you tarry this coming Sunday, Lord, we will display you, Lord, to glorify your name. Because we have heeded, O God, to your word tonight, that we should give diligence to our calling and make our election sure. Yes, Lord Jesus. This is grace. you have given to us. Looking at the whole world, and Lord, seeing us, Lord Jesus, as a worthy people. These are the people that are worthy to hear these mysteries, the truth, Lord. It never happened in Luther's time, never happened Wesley time, the Pentecostals with the, all the education, Bible schools and everything, Lord, they missed it. But Lord, that little flock, he said, fear not, for the Lord your Father will give you the kingdom. Lord, we thank you that the Lord Jesus, you've given us this privilege, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. There are weaknesses in us, Lord, but we ask that, Lord, strengthen us. Anytime, Lord, we wait on you according to your word, Lord, let our strength, O Lord, be renewed. Lord, we dedicate all that is in us. We bring everything, Lord, now, God, to worship and to give you the praise and glory. Lord, we thank you for the return of our pastor. Thank you for the return of our precious brother, Vegas, and their wives. Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight. As we leave here, O God, we pray that you grant us many mercies, Lord. Go with us, Lord, your spirit, Lord Jesus. And even in our closest, Lord, let us always, O God, ponder over the message you've given to us tonight, that we will always be diligent, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. Bless our children, Lord. Bless them. Keep them away from this wicked world, God. Let them grow, Lord, in your presence, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with your wisdom, with obedience, Lord. Let them grow and be real vessels, Lord, in your home, in your house. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you. How many believe for your request tonight that the Lord, it will never return to you void? Amen. Those circumstances, many years, just give glory to him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because I know what you are doing. The same thing, Job never knew what was happening. Not knowing God has used him as a challenge. And Satan was what? Just tormenting him. But he said, when he heard about all these things, he rent his clothes, shaved his hair, and what? He fell down and worshipped God. Amen.
Sing a song, Victory is Mine, amen.
Victory is yours. Let's sing that song and just a chorus and let's go.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I've told Satan to get behind me. Victory today is mine.
Oh joy,
joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I to Satan, the grave behind me. Oh, joy today is mine.
Oh, peace is mine.
Peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, peace today is mine.
Oh, healing is mine.
Healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, I told Satan get behind me.
Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, rest is mine. Rest is mine. Rest is mine. Oh, rest today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, rest today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan get deep behind me. Oh, victory.